Remember the Concorde? That era of supersonic travel ended about 20 years ago, but there are signs of a revival. American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 jets from an aviation startup called Boom Supersonic. United Airlines and Virgin Atlantic have also committed to buy jets, which are expected to be ready in 2029. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us with more details. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Celeste.
Okay, so how fast can these new jets go?
Mach 1.7. So Mach 1 is the speed of sound. It's clearly a lot faster than that. It's about twice as fast as current jets, about 1,300 miles an hour, which would get you, for example, from New York to London in a little over 3 hours. Miami to London in 5 hours or so.
So there are many comparisons between the Boom supersonic jets and the Concorde, which took a final flight in 2003. In what ways could this new jet succeed where Concorde failed?
Yeah, Concorde was a technological marvel, but
yes,
as you said, a commercial failure. And there are various reasons, including just the evolution of technology in general. Everything's more efficient than back then. But one advantage that Boom might have is kind of a mundane thing, not to geek out on airline economics in an exciting story about supersonic travel, right? But back then, your standard business or first class seat on a regular airplane was kind of like the one on the Concorde. Whereas now these airlines offer these lie flat business class seats. They take up a lot of what is onboard real estate, basically, that you're renting from them, right? Mm-hmm. Boom, because it's going to go so quickly, doesn't need to offer as big of a seat. So it might be able to make up for, with just less space on board, what it loses with more fuel burn if it gets similar fares to those lie flat seats.
That's interesting. The Concorde was famously loud. And it was also very damaging to the environment, especially compared to other standard aircraft. Does Boom Supersonic address those issues?
Yes and no. We'll do no part first. There's no fighting physics. When you fly faster than the speed of sound, you have a sonic boom. And this aircraft, like the Concorde, will have to fly less than the speed of sound when it's over land. Boom does say it can fly about 20% faster than other airplanes before it hits the speed of sound. It'll be able to do that. In terms of the environment, the same kinds of progress that we've seen with other airplanes. So just like a 737 today burns less fuel, emits less carbon than 1 year ago. That'll be the same about this aircraft compared to the carbon. Boom says it's offsetting carbon also through carbon offsets and so forth, but no getting around the fact that this plane will certainly burn a lot of fuel.
We have less than a minute, but I have to ask the question because one of the most searing memories people have of the Concorde is the crash in Paris in 2000, in which everyone on board was killed and a few people on the ground. Is supersonic travel now safe?
Boom says it is. And that crash, by the way, involved not just the Concorde, but, you know, a part fell off of a Continental Airlines DC-10. Continental was originally held criminally responsible, actually, for the crash that was overturned on appeal. But then, yeah, it was the old technology of the Concorde that didn't do enough to overcome that. Boom says, lessons learned, this plane is going to be as safe as any other in the sky, even if it's a lot faster than all the rest of them.
Seth Kaplan is here now as transportation analyst. Seth, thanks.
Thanks, Celeste.